Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier and flatter and more joyful belly in life. And confession from me is it's not even 10 a.m. yet and I've totally just eaten some raw dark chocolate and it's awesome. Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, and what an episode I have in store for you today. I'm going to be talking about a very popular, potentially controversial topic, or potentially a topic you've maybe never heard about, but it's really important for you and for you feeling a little bit kick-ass and awesome, and that is your adrenals. We're going to look at, is adrenal fatigue real? You might have heard that term. Going to look at what your adrenals do and how they impact your get up and go and your energy and your hormones and your feeling awesome and that kind of vibrant health, because adrenal issues are something I see very commonly with the women I work with in my kind of holistic health practice. And it's something that I have dealt with and will probably continue to deal with, because having a baby is not most conducive to adrenal health. but that's what we're going to look at in this episode. So I'm going to talk to you about what your adrenals are, explain a little bit, really quick bit of background information. And then we're going to look at what this idea of adrenal fatigue, what it means, is it real, what the symptoms, and a lot of this stuff is really down to energy. So if you feel like your energy is poor, if you feel like you can't lose weight, especially around your middle, or that you struggle with sleep, then this is really a topic that is going to be of interest for you. But also around your sex hormones and your general menstrual cycle. If that's a little bit off, if you feel like your hormones are wonky, then your adrenals really play an important role in that. So as you can tell, it kind of affects everything. It's one of those things that can really have a huge impact on the body. But there's lots of jargon out there, and it's one of those topics that you can really get overwhelmed by. You can get lots of information on, or you can get actually misled with lots of things that maybe aren't evidence-based. They're not, they're just based on someone pulling something out their ass and thinking it makes sense. I don't know, which happens a lot in nutrition sometimes. So we're going to bring some clarity and we're going to provide some quick tips so that you feel educated and empowered, but also have a couple of actions that you can actually take to really heal your body from the inside out, because that's what we're all about here on the Gut Goddess Show. But before we dive into that, I've got this week's review of the week, which is exciting. So this is from Mrs. Ginger. So this is an iTunes review, which you can go and leave over when you head to the podcast area of your iTunes store and click ratings and review. I'll put a little post of how you can do that in the show notes of this podcast. And she just said, really enjoying listening, find it inspiring and encouraging. These are important topics and I am learning a lot. Kezia is knowledgeable whilst being warm and lighthearted, which I appreciate. Oh, so nice. So nice to hear from you guys. And as this is it's a weekly resource that I invest time and money into to make this whole area of getting healthy and healed and healing your body and feeling awesome and ditching the food drama and having normal poos and periods. I resource this every single week. And so hearing from you via reviews is really helpful. Plus, the more reviews that we get, the more that we can leverage that to get awesome guests in, and people are more likely from an interview point of view to go onto podcasts with more reviews. It's just one of the things that it works. And it's really nice for me to get feedback from you and to know it's not just me talking to myself in a room while I currently sit on my little exercise ball just at my desk or bouncing away recording a podcast. So thank you so much for those reviews. I'd love to hear more and read more reviews from you. It's always really fabulous to hear from you guys. And other exciting news, did you know I created a quiz? I got over my technological fears and I created an online health assessment that you can do right now that's going to give you some clear guidance and direction on what the heck is going on in your body. What are the obstacles? What are the things that could be preventing you from getting to where you want to be and seeing the success you want to see? And what are the why is it that you maybe feel tired or can't lose weight or your hormones are off? Like, what is it that's going on? And this quiz is, I've designed it to really help give you those first couple of steps in directing you on the right path, because I know that healing your body and getting started can feel really, really overwhelming. So if you've not done the quiz yet, then head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. And if you have done the quiz, then I would love to know what you are. So you can go on to Instagram, Supernaturally Healthy, or Facebook, again, Supernaturally Healthy, and just direct message me, send me a private message. Tell me what is your gut goddess profile. I would love to know, everyone listening, what the different ones you have. You can email me, you can let me know in the review, whichever method you want to use, let me know what your profile is. And then I can create more content, more weekly podcasts to directly speak to what on earth is going on in your beautiful body. So those are a couple of a little updates from me. So I'm going to carry on bouncing, but we're going to get on with the show. So, your adrenals. First of all, I feel like we should talk about what the heck they are, because some of you will be like, yeah, adrenals, yeah, totally know about it, Kezia. And others of you will be like, you what? The adrenal fatigue? What the heck, Kezia? So, very basic biology lesson, or anatomy lesson probably, is you have these things called your adrenals, which are small, tiny, tiny little glands. Glands are things on a basic level that produce hormones. So you have these little things called adrenals. They're very small. They're not in your face. They're not fancy. And they roughly sit on top of your kidneys. So you've got two kidneys. And you've got two of those at sort of lower part of your abdomen level. I'm showing you on my belly here as I record it, actually on my back, because that's more where your kidneys would be, which is useless as this is a recording. And they basically rest on top of that. And like a lot of glands in the body, you have lots of different glands. So your thyroid is a gland, your ovaries would be a gland, you've got your pituitary gland, anyway, lots of these things. And they basically produce hormones. And your adrenals specifically produce lots of different hormones, mainly around your sort of stress response. So things like your adrenaline, so they'll produce your mineral corticoids, they'll produce your glucocorticoids and your adrenal and androgens. So not good at actually saying things out loud or spelling them, actually. So it'd be like your androgens. So things like DHEA, little bits of testosterone, cortisol, that's a hormone that'll be produced, aldosterone, that would be produced, your basic kind of adrenaline, all these different kind of hormones and steroid hormones can be produced by your adrenals. There's other glands and other things in the body that will also produce these kinds of or other types of stress hormones, but your adrenals are really the main place, to be honest. So just in terms of a broad spectrum, that's not super detailed, but just a really broad brushstroke, is that your adrenals create hormones, and they create hormones specifically around stress and your stress response. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on today. So, there's your adrenaline, there's your cortisol, you've got your DHEA, which isn't a stress response, but it's a really important hormone. And it even will produce in women small amounts of progesterone as well. So there's also a link there with your kind of sex hormones, and that's why they can really impact your sort of menstrual cycle and your just hormonal, your sex hormones well-being. So that's a little bit of what the heck we're talking about and where the heck we're talking about it. And so let's look at this phrase, adrenal fatigue. So some of you might have heard this if you're on the Pinterest world, or maybe you're a bit of a health geek already and you already sort of have done a bit of Googling and researching. Maybe you've read some books, maybe you follow certain people and you've heard this phrase, adrenal fatigue. And what people mean when they say that is basically a state of being or of dis-ease. It's not an official disease, but a state of dis-ease where people are really tired. And there's, it often gets described as being wide and tired. There's a lot of, you know, obviously fatigue going on, but it can also come with weight gain, and it can come with just a lack of get up and go, you know, bit of depression, bit of just lower mood. It's kind of where you just feel not quite yourself, like, ugh, probably the best description, ugh. And it can interrupt sleep patterns and all of these kinds of things. So adrenal fatigue is quite a well-known term. Adrenal fatigue isn't a term that your GP or conventional doctor would know about, nor would it probably be something they'd be willing to discuss. It's not adrenal fatigue from a conventional medical perspective. It's not something they take into consideration. The only issues that your kind of general practitioner or endocrinologist will look at when it comes to your adrenals would be things like Addison's disease, which is a very severe disease that impacts your adrenals and means they basically stop producing all hormones, from what I understand. So that's not what we're talking about. And this, but it's also worth saying it's not something that I generally recommend clients to go and have a chat with about with their GP. I highly recommend you go and talk to your GP about fatigue, about any of the symptoms you have, and you must do that. But in terms of mentioning the word adrenal fatigue, that's not probably going to help you in getting the best care that you need. And personally, from my own research and looking at the literature and the evidence and the research out there, adrenal fatigue isn't the best term to use. But I'll probably use it in this podcast, and I use it with clients because it's often the term that most people know about, but it's actually a very inaccurate term. So when we're talking about adrenal fatigue, what people think is that their adrenals are tired, and so their adrenals aren't working very well. But actually, often what the problem is that the messages that are being sent to your adrenals are off and imbalanced. And so the messages that get sent to your adrenals are all driven by your hypothalamus and pituitary gland in the brain. So a more accurate term for adrenal fatigue is your hypothalamus pituitary axis dysfunction. So HPA axis dysfunction. So that's a more, that would be a more accurate term in terms of looking at the literature and the research around this, would be, it's not necessarily just about your adrenals, it's about that whole HPA axis of what on earth is going on there. So your hypothalamus, your pituitary glands, your adrenals are all on this kind of seesaw together, and each one affects each other. And so if you're looking, you don't just want to look at the adrenal glands, you want to look at what are the messages that are being sent from the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland in the brain to the adrenals. And also when you're looking at adrenal fatigue, you can't ignore the thyroid either. So again, your thyroid and your adrenals and your hypothalamus and your pituitary gland, all these glands, they're all part of your hormonal system. They're all part of your endocrine system. They all work on like an axis together. They're all kind of part of the same party, you know, they're all BFFs hanging out, you know, at different times. They're all part of the same family of, in terms of the endocrine system and producing hormones. So when I work with clients on a one-to-one basis, if there's a lot of fatigue and I suspect maybe adrenal issues going on, I first need to really work out with the client, either through testing or through accurate health history taking and other things that you can do, is figure out, is the primary problem the adrenals or is the primary problem the thyroid? Because if you have thyroid issues, it's going to impact your adrenals. If you have adrenal issues, it's going to impact the thyroid. But figuring out which one is the main problem is really, really important to do first. So that takes a little bit of nuanced investigative work, I'm not going to lie, because they can look quite similar. But there is certain functional and private lab tests that you can do, and certain home tests that you can do, and that I'll often recommend clients to do. So that's a little bit about adrenal fatigue as a term. So I do completely think that the symptoms of adrenal fatigue are very much there and real. But from a accuracy point of view, adrenal fatigue isn't the best term to use, but it is the most well-known term. So what does it look like? And how do you know if you have issues going on with your adrenals or your hypothalamus or your pituitary gland or whatever? What I'm going to do is go through a list of these symptoms. Now, just to make sure, whenever you are facing new symptoms or have had symptoms for a really long time, it is really important to get these things checked out by your kind of main primary care doctor, because there can be other more sinister things going on at bay. So what I'm talking about here is more of a kind of a slight dysfunction and imbalance going on, but there can be more disease type things that you do just need to go and see a doctor about, an endocrinologist about, get on medication, all that sort of good stuff. So don't ever, you know, self-diagnosis is a bit of a dangerous thing sometimes. So you want to make sure you're getting the best support that you can get. And from my perspective, involves holistic and alternative support from like myself, but also getting, you know, a conventional input as well. And then just following your intuition on that. So adrenal fatigue, the main symptoms, say I've got a new client called Miss Susie, who's coming to see me. And if she has a couple or any more than one or two of the following symptoms, then I would highly, in my note-taking, suspect there's maybe some sort of like adrenal dysfunction going on. So the first one is afternoon crashes. So when it comes to sometime between 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you crash big style. You maybe feel energized in the morning and you're like, woo woo, yeah, go. But by the afternoon, you're exhausted. But then as the night goes on, when it goes to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you get, you've got a whole second wind. So you really crash energy-wise in the afternoon, but come evening time, you are ready to party, you're really productive. And when it comes to you going to sleep, you may be really exhausted still. Like generally, you feel tired throughout the day, but you can't really sleep because you are really tired, but you're also a bit wired. Like your brain is kind of like on the go, 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 go. But you feel exhausted and then you can't get to sleep. And so actually you might not get to sleep until like 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then you wake up the next day and then you're actually still quite tired throughout the rest of the day. But then you get this kick of energy at night. You want to make the most of it. You get stuff done. You can't sleep. And it's a bit of a vicious circle. So you get, often there's that afternoon fatigue that gets much worse in the afternoon. But in general, there's just a general sense of fatigue and less lack of vibrancy. But it comes with this kind of second burst of energy in the evening often. And often it really comes with sleep issues. So if I would say Miss Susie was coming in, a new client, and she was saying, you know, I really struggle just to get off to sleep. I feel exhausted. My body's tired. I know I'm ready for bed, but I just struggle to actually get to sleep. Then that would be something that I would really suspect. But also if she was telling me, and sometimes once I've gotten to sleep, I wake up between 2 and 5. So maybe she's waking up at 3 or 4 every day and is just waking up feeling quite awake, even though it's like 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, and she doesn't really know why. So sleep disturbances are a real telltale sign of kind of adrenal dysfunction going on. Other things are a craving for your energy giving foods. So a lot of caffeine and sugar is people really crave more sugary foods with this, because again, the energy is just generally low. Again, there might be sleep disruption. So their body's really wanting those quick energy fixes. And these are caffeine, these are sugar. Often people might not feel fully awake until they've had some caffeine in the morning. And they can't possibly imagine waking up without that tea or without that coffee. Those are all kind of telltale signs. An increase of weight around the middle and around the belly, because your adrenals will impact your insulin management in the body, and insulin can, when it's out of balance, can store extra belly fat around your middle. So extra weight around the middle that's maybe getting difficult to lose. A lot of people find their mood maybe just gets a little bit lower. Maybe they might not be diagnosed depressed, or they might well be. But Susie might just be like, oh, I just feel a bit less, you know, got a bit less va-va-voom than I used to. That can be another really telltale sign. And I'll often also get clients to do something like a DIY adrenal home stress test, which again is not a 100% scientific accurate test, but it's a really simple and free way that you can just see how your body is handling stress. And so I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but it's basically where you go in a dark room for a couple of minutes and then open your eyes and shine a light at the corner of your eye, so from the side onwards, and just watch what happens to your pupil. So your pupil should be pretty dilated from being in the dark. And when you shine a light from a corner into the side of your eye, it should start to contract and stay contracted because light's just increased. But if your body is struggling to deal with stress and maybe adrenal, you know, dysfunction going on, you might find your pupil contracts and then expands, contracts and then expands, or just stays expanded. And because another symptom that I often find is if people are really sensitive to light. So bright lights can really stress the body out. That's also another sign of that kind of adrenal dysfunction going on. So those are some of the main symptoms. There's lots of other ones that can go in the way, but those would be the main sort of things that I would be looking for when it comes to clients in terms of them presenting or me suspecting some sort of kind of adrenal disbalance going on. So that's a little bit of what it could look like. But the main thing is that the sense of fatigue, tiredness, sluggishness, but then getting these kind of weird spikes of energy when you don't want them. And sleep issues make a really big difference. Often adrenal issues as well get exaggerated and exacerbated through menopause or premenopause as well. So it's really worth, if you are kind of getting to that stage where you're expecting to hit menopause, to really make sure your adrenals are healthy and nourished. Because if you can go into the menopause with balanced, healthy adrenals, it will make your menopause so much better. It really, really will. Whereas if you go into a menopause and your adrenals are already off, they're already a bit out of balance, and then you add in this another hormonal imbalance going on, which is just, you know, the menopause as your estrogen drops and all that sort of stuff, then it can just become a bit of a menopausal hot mess. And then I've seen that a lot with clients as well. So it's really worth sorting out your adrenals. And it impacts, again, it impacts your fertility, your energy, your mood, your ability to lose weight, and so much more. It's really, really important to keep these tiny little glands a little bit happy and keep them sort of going good. So what are the things? So we've talked about what it is. We've talked about what some of the symptoms are and some of the different, you know, cases you can, what it can look like. So what then do you do about it? Well, the first thing that can be really helpful is to actually do some tests, to run some private tests, just to figure out kind of what's going on in the body. And some people find that really helpful. Some people aren't so bothered. So often with my one-to-one clients, I'll always offer that. But as with most private tests, you have to pay for them privately. They're not done via your GP or the hospital, so they are an extra cost. So a lot of the time you can just assume that there is an adrenal dysfunction going on and then take kind of appropriate action. So some of the main things that I tend to do with people to really support their adrenals tends to be some of the following. Now, again, everyone I speak with and work with, everyone has a slight, I have a different approach for everyone because everyone's body is different. But here are a couple of main pillars to keep your adrenals happy and healthy and resilient, because that's really what we want. You want resilient adrenals, because adrenals are all about dealing with stress, and you want them to be strong because you are going to face stresses in life. You are going to be running late for that meeting. You are going to have some crappy thing happen. You are going to have a deadline at work. You are going to have all of these different things. And so therefore we want to make sure that our stress tolerance and our resilience is really, really good. Plus it's also really helpful to know these things so that if you have had a stressful period, say you are training for a marathon which is, by the way, really stressful on your adrenals, heavy, intense exercises, you then know, okay, I've done this really stressful thing. I've had this deadline at work, or in my case, I've just had a baby. I know that in 6 months' time, I'm going to really need to take some of these things on board and really nourish my adrenals and support them and help them to build that resilience again. It's so, so important. So some of the main things that you can do are, so in terms of food, things like sugar and caffeine are not going to be doing you any favors. I know that's not what you want to hear from me. You want to hear, yeah, yes, Susie, you go and have that vanilla latte. It's going to make you feel awesome. But in the long run, it probably isn't. So caffeine and sugar are going to give you that surge of energy and basically sort of stress your body out. You'll get a surge of energy from the sugar or from the caffeine, and then you will drop because there's not that balance. And caffeine especially is going to cause even more adrenaline to come from your adrenals and really stress that system and cause, it kind of like asks your adrenals to work even harder. And a lot of the time with adrenal dysfunction, there's different stages. So the first stage that you're at is when your adrenals are producing maybe a lot of cortisol and a lot of adrenaline, and you've got too many stress hormones going around the body. That's often what I see with people. But as the stages go on, it can get to the point where you actually, it's the opposite. You're not producing a lot of cortisol. You're not producing adrenaline anymore. And that is really, really problematic. And so you really don't want to get to that stage. I've had a few clients that have come to me, and when we've tested their sort of adrenals, their cortisol and their DHEA and their other things, they're literally flatlining. And it's like Goldilocks. You don't want loads of cortisol in your body, but you definitely want some. So you don't want too little and you don't want too much. So either stage isn't great. The initial stages of having way too many stress hormones flying around your body isn't helpful. And then getting to that final worst stage where you're maybe hardly producing any cortisol because your body is just so knackered also isn't helpful, because the body does need healthy amounts of cortisol and adrenaline flowing around your body. It has really important roles to play in helping reduce inflammation and support the body. So caffeine and sugar diet-wise, it's really, really important that you get those in check. Because otherwise you could just be making, you know, on a daily basis, kind of contributing to the problem, adding more fuel to the fire of, you know, calling on your adrenals and stressing them out a little bit more. So those are the first things to introduce, or to look at. So looking at caffeine, reducing your intake of caffeine and slowly removing it, looking at refined sugar and really focusing on more kind of whole foods, naturally sweet things, and fats, proteins, fibers, vegetables, all of those sorts of good things. Because really when it comes to diet and supporting your adrenals, you really, really want to look at how you can provide the body with lots of nutrients, because the state of adrenal fatigue or dysfunction is basically the body being really stressed and depleted and in need of TLC. It's been too overexcited, too overstimulated, too overstressed with situations, thoughts, lights, chemicals, lack of sleep, bodily stresses, sicknesses, what we've endured. It's basically the body in a really depleted state. And so diet-wise, you really want to maximize on lots of nutrients through things like vegetables, things of like healthy proteins, like eggs and fish. You want some healthy fats in there from things like ghee and olive oil and avocados to really make sure you're replenishing those nutrients in the body, because adrenal fatigue is basically the body being like, hey, I need a hug. I need some TLC. I need some nutrients. So diet-wise, those are one of the first places you want to start and look at, is by really adding in those good things. And then in terms of nutrients, there's lots of vitamins and nutrients that really support your adrenals directly. But the main one that I love when it comes to supporting your adrenals is vitamin C. So I love vitamin C for so many reasons. Nobel Prizes have been won over research through it. You can use it to treat cancers. It's great for your heart. It's awesome for your immune system. It helps in your progesterone production. You know, you can tell why I'm a fan. So it has lots of uses, but surprise, surprise, the adrenals use up a large amount of the vitamin C that the body absorbs. So if you imagine that your adrenals are working really hard and they're kind of really tired or out of balance, then the body's going to need a lot more vitamin C to really nourish and replenish them. So vitamin C is something that I highly recommend people to supplement with, even just in that ascorbic acid form. Obviously, you want to eat it through your foods, through things like vegetables and fruits. Mainly vegetables, more so than fruits, but really making sure you're getting some green leafy veg, some carrots, some maybe dark berries in there are all going to be the best amazing food sources of vitamin C. But also supplementing with vitamin C is most of the time completely harmless and helpful. It's a water-soluble vitamin. It's very difficult to overdose on it because the worst that would happen was just, you know, if you decided to be a total loony and take like 30 tablets or something, you'd probably just have diarrhea. That's the main thing that would happen to you. So vitamin C is great for your adrenals. So if I suspect any adrenal issues going on with clients, then vitamin C is one of the first things we put them on. It's cheap, it's affordable, and it's really, really effective and it can really, really help. And the next thing to look at when it comes to your adrenals is you've really got to support your nervous system. So adrenal dysfunction happens because your body feels threatened on a regular basis. Now, let me unpack that a bit. So by threatened, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting abuse at home or bullied or people shouting at you in the street or you live in a war zone, although obviously for many reasons that would make you feel threatened. It can also be things like you're not getting enough sleep. And so your body is stressed and feels threatened by that. It can be that you never rest. It can be that your nervous system is just always on the go. You're always doing, being productive, always thinking. You've got like a monkey mind. I always say I have a monkey mind where it's just like on the go all the time. Like your brain is just always going. You don't really know how to switch off. You don't really know how to stop thinking. Maybe you are studying and working and, running a family and doing this X, Y, and Z. It's really about the body just being too overstimulated with thoughts, with situations, with circumstances, with environmental factors, and the body just gets too overwhelmed and too stressed. It doesn't necessarily mean emotionally you're stressed. You know, you don't need to be feeling stressed. You might be like, Kezia, I don't feel stressed, but your body thinks it is. And those can be different things. I've really had to learn in my own healing journey of when I am actually stressed, because I won't feel it emotionally. I won't feel like I'm about to, you know, I'm very resilient emotionally, but my body isn't. So I can deal with things on an emotional level more than I can do physically, but still my body is still being impacted. So in order to really heal from adrenal issues, you've really got to look at supporting the nervous system so that you are on a regular basis getting the nervous system to be calm. So I talk about this with my clients as a flicking the switch. So it's really important that through practices like meditation and breathing and maybe through some mindful movements like yoga or just a mindful walking, these practices can really help you to support a healthy nervous system function and get your body into a calm and rested state where you're not overproducing cortisol or adrenaline, where your body is present and it's calm and it's okay. You're not being productive. You're not doing stuff. You're not thinking about a million things. You're not planning a million things. You're just being present. And that is essential for recovering from adrenal fatigue. Yep, you can do all the vitamin C and the dietary things, but if you can't actually support your nervous system to feel safe and to feel calm in a couple of moments in the day, then your adrenals will just keep on pumping out these stress hormones, these productivity hormones, these go, go, go hormones. It doesn't, you know, not because you're necessarily stressed all the time, just because you never stop. And that's what one of the problems is of why you end up often with adrenal issues is because your brain never stops, your body never stops, your mind never stops. And it's really important that you train your brain to stop. You train your body to stop. And it's a bit of a discipline. I've not found it easy. I can't say that I've found the whole meditation practice easy. It's been really difficult for me, but it has been incredibly helpful for my monkey mind in helping me heal from this. So those are my main tips. So sugar and caffeine around your diet and then making sure you're eating a really nutrient-dense diet. We talked about vitamin C and how that can really support your adrenals and looking at how we can support our nervous system with some really healthy things. So I hope that has been really helpful for you. If you're wondering, I don't know, you know, I might have adrenal fatigue, I might not, I'm not sure. If you're wondering, then do my quiz at the supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. That will point you in the right direction of, is it really your adrenals going on? Is it your thyroid? And just point you in the right direction of what is going on with your health. Otherwise, I would love it if you left a review and let me know what kind of gut goddess are you? I'd be really interested to know. But I will see you next week for another Gut Goddess show, sending you lots of love and hugs and cake and awesomeness as you listen. And thank you so much for listening today. It means the world that there's people on the other end of this. And do be in touch if there's any way that I can help you or serve you as you go on this journey of feeling a whole lot more awesome and healthy. Lots of love, guys. Bye.